Smith Speaks, and that's Javon Love, and that's Love with a L-U-V. So let's jump right into it. Coming to you today from Trist Cafe, the Phoenix location, 21050 North Tatum Boulevard, right here in Phoenix, 85050, right across the street from Desert Ridge. You can't miss it. If you come, there's a Wells Fargo, Starbucks right over here in the area. And the owner of this great establishment, Miss Lisa Cananicio.
You said it perfect.
Okay, there we go. The first time around when we did it a few months ago, I was like, let me make sure I get this right. First off, thank you for joining us. And thank you for having us, Lisa.
Thank you for being here. We love the energy when you're here.
Well, we appreciate that. And like I said, we did the, I think it was the, back in April, March or April, we did the channel location.
Yes,
it was somewhere back there.
I remember it was hot.
It was hot, yeah. It was hot. And one of the things we said was, when I found out about, you know, I realized you had the second location here, we said when it cools down, we want to definitely make sure we come up to the Phoenix location. And by the looks of it, because the patio is full out here, the misters aren't even on. It's overcast. We're getting toward that beautiful time of the year for us out here.
We picked the right day.
So let's just jump right into this. This is the original Trist.
This is the original Trist.
And you have an anniversary coming up on this one in October, November.
In November. You remember. Thank you for that. Yeah. It's going to be 14 years.
14 years.
Yes.
That's
we
unbelievable.
We were one of the first, like, breakfast places, I would say, at that time. And you had your standard, you know, big boxes. And then we launched this organic concept. And then others, of course, you know, followed with breakfast all over
yeah.
the place. So it was just, it's a great timing for us.
Well, let's talk about this because yeah. we talk about naturally delicious food here.
Yes, the affair. With
the affair with naturally delicious food, and healthy can also mean very tasty. You don't want to scare people away by thinking it's so organic that it's over organic. Tell everybody about.
Yeah, you know that's so true. Yeah, we have hamburgers that are the 8 ounce burgers, juicy. We have a bison burger here,
which I've had.
Right, with
delicious.
The lean and the barbecue sauce and bourbon sauce and grilled onions. So we have deliciousness, as I would always refer to it, aside from being clean. Our healthy concept is about clean eating. As you said, sometimes people tend to think of that as beans and quinoa and vegetarian, but that's not at all. We have steak and the burgers, and we've had ribs. We have specials throughout
the
year.
I've had shrimp tacos, too. Yeah, delicious.
Shrimp tacos, a variety of tacos, pork adobo tacos, and for those people that do jump into more vegetarian or vegan, we have cauliflower tacos now,
really?
Which are really tasty.
Ooh,
yes.
I love cauliflower.
Yeah, those
too.
Have a nice tempura batter on them. Yum.
Anytime you tempura and fry something,
it's
you can't go
my
wrong.
Name,
yeah.
Right? It's
yeah.
calling my name.
Let's talk about the difference in the two locations, too, because this is right here, right across the Desert Ridge, a little different than the one over in Chandler.
So I call this a boutique space because it is smaller. We have a nice patio out here, but it's intimate seating. We do have a full bar at both locations, but the Chandler one is much larger. We have at least 100 people seating patio. Same thing for the inside. We have a 22-seat bar that's indoor-outdoor. Mm-hmm. We have a barista smoothie bar so people can walk up, you know, from the street and just purchase the smoothies and a variety of coffees there. So it definitely has a different feel, particularly because of its size. But this one is also really special. People walk in and they just like the vibe here. It's very intimate, and the team is so hospitable. And
I love your
just
staff.
Get that
yeah,
thank you so
and
much.
And I love the term you use, boutique. It is. It does have now. It does have like a cozy little boutique feel to it.
Yes.
So there's a couple. I definitely want to talk about the pink drink event. But what other things do you have going on?
So I'm going to jump into the pink drink because that's this month,
okay.
And I don't want to lose sight of that. We are supporting St. Jude's. This is Cancer Awareness Month, so we have 5 pink drinks that we're recommending that people purchase, and the proceeds from that drink or those drinks will go to St. Jude's in recognition of Cancer Awareness Month. You know, we feel like we're a business in the community, and we always like to participate in some sort of philanthropy every month, really, whether it's being school supporting or a particular organization. And you know, being such a critical month, we want to make sure that we support cancer, and St. Jude's is our choice for this year.
And you know, if, as you're listening to the show out there, you'll hear the advertising, the promo we have for that, and the feature. And I want to run through the drinks real quick. And this is all through the month of October. If you come in and order a pink mood ring, raspberry gimlet, strawberry daiquiri, pomegranate mojito, me and Jay were having fun with mojito last week. I love saying that, mojito. And the prickly pear margarita, if you come in and order any of those, all the proceeds will go to St. Jude Hospital.
Exactly. And that pink mood ring, super fun drink because it has edible glitter in it. Which
oh, really?
Yeah. It's very cool.
Might have to sample that. Yeah. I might have to sample that, yeah.
And speaking of the bar, we do have we have a fabulous mixologist who has created, our bar manager has created 35 craft cocktails.
Okay.
And all of those, of course, in Chandler. We have a little bit slightly smaller scale variation here, just again because of the size of the restaurant, but they're all delicious, and we have a lot of local beers too that we focus on.
So tell me a little bit about the, you know, because you used to own a restaurant at Westgate.
Yes.
A little history of how you and your husband, you know, got into this.
So the quick story is we're from Chicago, and we've been here now about 26 years. But when we came here, the food scene was just starting.
Yeah.
And coming from Chicago, there's so many places that you can eat, a lot of mom and pops. It was all big box when we came here, right? So my husband was going off to work, and he's having, you know, lunch with his peers, and he's complaining about the food options, right? So
especially coming from Chicago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it was really a dare. They're like, you know what? Why don't you just put your money where your mouth is?
Open up.
So that is literally what happened. One of the places they were going to lunch at, there was a place next door that was vacant.
Okay.
He came home and said, how about we open a Mediterranean restaurant? You know, like we would have at home, you go to get the gyro off the spit and, you know, the Chicago hot dogs and Italian beef and all that. So literally within like 8 weeks, we got the spot, we remodeled, and we opened Sammy's Euros.
Okay.
And then we sold that, and then we went into Trist and Mama Gina's, which was place at Westgate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we opened those basically simultaneously, about 4 months apart from each other.
Wow.
So, yeah, and then we sold that one, and we decided to focus just on the Trist concept.
Okay. And
so
there's an anniversary for the Chandler location in January. 4 years?
4 years.
4 years, okay.
That just seems impossible.
Yeah.
4 years. I feel like we opened weeks ago. You know, time just flies. So but now, it's been lovely.
Yeah, and you know, this, I'm looking around and you're saying that normally it's even a little more packed. This is a nice flow of people coming in on a Saturday.
We have wonderful regulars that we have that have been supported, especially during, you know, the COVID season, that they have just not turned their back.
Yeah.
You know, they...
That's
so knowledgeably. I mean, it was so intentional that they wanted to come and support the local businesses.
How was it through that for you, like when it first hit?
It was tough. It was scary. We closed for 10 weeks.
Okay.
So it was no joke.
Yeah.
And we know that we suffered just like all the other restaurants as well. We were fortunate to be able to reopen.
Yeah.
So
what we're going to do, real quick, tell everybody how they can continue to follow Trist. We're going to continue to promote the Pink Drink event for the month, but how can they continue to follow you?
You can follow us at tristcafe.com and tristcafeaz on Instagram.
And what is the featured menu item for today?
Ooh, we have our meatballs. It's actually a penne pasta and meatballs today.
Ooh, wow.
We have it for the rest of the month, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Yeah, and, we just got some new vegan desserts coming in. I can talk about that at the next segment.
Yeah, let's do that when you come back. So vegan desserts.
Yes.
Wow, that is, see, that's not fair. You got me sitting over my mouth watering. I got a whole show to still do, but I will make it through it. So we're going to have you back on later on, Lisa. In the meantime, appreciate everybody hanging out. Thoughts and prayers to Jay and his family as he's dealing with some things over in California. But you got me for the next hour and 45 minutes. Got a great guest coming up at 11 o'clock, Ms. Deborah Dubree, one of my most favorite people in the world. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the things going on with the Cardinals and Suns as far as leadership. In the meantime, you got EZ over here on the EZ Sports Talk Show, KDUS 1060 AM, as well as KSLX HD Channel 2, 100.7. Coming to you live today from Trist Cafe in Phoenix, 21050 North Tatum Boulevard, literally right across the street from Desert Ridge. So make sure you come support this great business along with both locations. Go to tristcafe.com, give us some information on the pink drink for St. Jude event. So we're going to take this break here. Got a great show. We're going to talk some Cardinals coming up here after this break. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend, folks. We'll be back after these messages, and I'm not going to do Jay's tag. That's his thing.